SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court says no to a quick ruling on former President Trump.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by Special Counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special Counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Former President Trump says he's eager to debate President Biden, even if the debates are sponsored by the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. He says he's open to debating a single Republican rival if a serious challenger emerges after the New Hampshire primary. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Rita Foley reports on holiday travel.
Millions of us are on the road or in the air traveling for the holidays. U.S. airlines say they got this. They indicate they can handle the holiday crowds after hiring thousands of pilots, flight attendants, and other workers. They're trying not to have a repeat of last Christmas season when a Southwest Airlines debacle stranded more than 2 million people. The TSA expects to screen more than 2.5 million travelers today, expected to be the busiest day for air travel this season, along with New Year's Day. But more of us are going to drive. The busiest days on the road will be Saturday and next Thursday, December 28th, according to INRIX, the transportation data provider. I'm Rita Foley.
The New York City townhouse from Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, is listed for sale. The Upper West Side home where Kevin McAllister outsmarted the bandits is going for $6.7 million. This is SRN News. A lot of Christian colleges support Planned Parenthood.
According to a report from Students for Life of America, about 10% of the country's 767 colleges and universities, which are affiliated with Christian churches, have a relationship with the nation's largest abortion business. Even more troubling is the fact the percentage is growing, with more Christian schools supporting Planned Parenthood now than 2 years ago. SFLA is urging those colleges to mend their ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nigerian government has slashed public transportation fees during the Christmas season in hopes of helping Christians make it home for the holiday. The African country is suffering economic hardship caused by the government's new austerity measures. About half of Nigeria's population is Christian, and many see Christmas as a once-in-a-year opportunity to reunite with families back in rural areas. This is SRN News. The Christmas travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details.
U.S. airlines are predicting a blockbuster holiday season and have projected confidence they can handle the crowds after hiring thousands of pilots, flight attendants, and other workers. They're seeking to avoid the delays and suspensions that marred travel last year. Airlines have canceled just 1.2% of U.S. flights so far this year, the lowest in 5 years. But bad weather is always a threat. Ken Lorman reporting.
Heavy storms hit the west coast in the U.S., and the storms brought heavy rain and strong winds across northern Europe overnight into Friday. Nike cutting costs to the tune of $2 billion over the next 3 years via layoffs and use of more automation. More details at SRNnews.com.